Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
Carnage. Destruction. Confusion. All the things that we're experiencing this morning on the K92 Morning Thang. All courtesy of Miss Monica's slumber party from last night.
Pretty much.
What are you even doing over there right now?
Because I have someone else's headphones.
Oh, my God.
So I had to find my headphones. They feel, you know, you need your own.
Y'all need to understand. So Antoine and I come in here this morning, and Monica recorded an episode of one of her podcasts last night.
Bubbly Banter.
But her podcast, yes, Bubbly Banter. And it did. Antoine summed it up best. He and I were two parents cleaning up after a kid's sleepover in this place. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
It was a late one.
It was stuff like there were cups and papers. Random stuff everywhere. I was just like, oh, Monica's back at it.
I forgot all about that. Yeah, so sorry,
we can
y'all tell.
Yeah,
because Bubbly Banter, when we really do pop open a bottle of champagne and we talk and we have guests in the studio, and it's just a good vibe.
But yeah, and then they smash the bottle of champagne on the table like it's a new boat.
Yeah, you know,
it's
Did
all
we
the
leave
same.
A bottle on the table too?
Bon voyage. No, there was no bottle. You guys finished that.
Oh, okay. Well,
you could have told her
Thank
there
y'all.
Was. She would have believed you.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't get that either.
Disarray. And then here she is in the morning. It's like she wakes up. She's got somebody else's underwear on. She doesn't even know whose it is.
A party. It is like a party for real.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I'm like, whose headphones are these? Where do these go?
Yeah,
there was
like 18 sets of headphones in here. I don't know how many people were here at the slumber party.
I don't either.
I know we sent out like 3 invitations. Mm-hmm. There were like 13 people here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those ones, too, where some kid has a house party because they find out their parents are going to be out of town, and they tell one kid, and they say, don't tell nobody. And then that person tells one person that says, don't tell nobody, and one person and one person, and then all of a sudden, ding dong, the whole school's here.
The neighborhood's there.
Yeah, I believe these headphones belong to us, these extras.
Oh, you believe?
You think so? They look familiar.
You're just stealing things.
I know.
I was like, these look familiar to you.
Ay, ay, ay.
By the way, Bubbly Banter will be live. So you can experience the party at the park on the 17th.
Yeah, you want to come to Monica's sleepover party.
Yeah.
She's throwing one. So what is the deal with all of that? Because I know some of the details, but I don't even know all of them yet.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to dress up. It's an all-white affair. So you sit there and you're going to watch the podcast. And you're going to experience the live podcast.
Okay.
So it's like almost like a talk show.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're going to be popping bubbly, hanging out, laughing, have guests, special guests on.
And this is next Saturday at the park in Roanoke.
At the park in Roanoke, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this because I've been told I'm contractually obligated to be there for this party.
Yes.
So.
Special guest. Mm-hmm. Hello. Hey, people.
Well, you know, I'm always looking for an opportunity to wear all white because I think I'm P. Diddy mixed with Jesus.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's going to be just a fun get together. So if you can make it out, definitely swing by there.
All right, cool. And then again, someone else will clean it up.
Somebody else.
We don't know who.
Yeah, we don't worry about that.
We'll
party
figure
starts
it
at
out.
7:30.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Brazilian gang leader, Shorty.
Shorty.
Yeah, that's his
Shorty?
Gang. Yeah, because he is, I mean,
he's
a short
of the short.
Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you have to own that as a gang member because if somebody else calls you that, pow pow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, so he's Shorty.
Gang members to their credit, they own their nicknames, and sometimes they're a little bit goofy and not tough guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of a sudden there'll be some notorious gangster, Hamster. You know, and Hamster will be ruthless. I mean,
serious.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to say something to Hamster?
No, you don't say nothing to Hamster.
No, 'cause he'll twirl you on that wheel.
Uh huh. Till your legs fall off.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Well, Shorty, he goes to jail, and Shorty doesn't like jail. Okay, he's not a fan.
I'm not a fan of jail.
No. So he decides to try to sneak out, and it was a clever, look.
It was
because he dressed up as his daughter.
Yeah,
it was
a creative plan here.
Very creative, and he looks decent dressed up as his daughter. I thought, okay, I mean.
He kind of looks like a creepy horror movie version of a 19-year-old.
Very creepy. Like,
Yeah, see, Shorty,
How did he get the face?
He had a mask.
Yeah, like, how did he get the mask?
Antoine, this is Brazilian prison. I feel like they can throw things over a fence.
Just over the fence and people just pick it up.
Shorty, here's your knife. Okay,
here we go. Here's your wig. Yeah. You look really cute and polite. I'm here to see Dad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so the daughter comes to visit him. Uh-huh. She's 19 years old. They've got this all figured out, you know? He's got an outfit. It's going to match his daughter's outfit. Uh-huh. He's got the mask. He's got the hair.
It's all together.
Yep, I'm going to dress up like her. So when she says, okay, I'm ready to go home, then I'll do it instead.
Yep.
There's one detail of this escape that I don't think Shorty fully considered, though.
Which is?
If this is successful, his daughter is now in prison.
Yeah.
Because somebody had to, there's only one of you.
They said that's what gave it away, was he was just so nervous. Yeah. And he's probably thinking, okay, what the crap? My baby girl's back there. What the crap?
I believe I just left her in Brazilian prison.
Yeah, but I mean, but he probably would have been able to just walk out, and then she'll just wait a day or so.
A day?
I don't know. Wait some time, and then say, hey, I don't know what happened.
Door's locked.
It just locked behind me, and I got scared.
I left my cell phone. I came back.
Yeah. I made a wrong turn somewhere. Uh-huh. Hey, how's it going? I'm back again to visit. Where's Shorty?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
He tried it.
He was not calm under the pressure of trying to sneak out of prison while dressed up like his daughter.
Wow. Try Grandpa next time.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
But then you're leaving Grandpa.
You're leaving Grandpa.
Well, Grandpa will probably be like, all right.
He's lived a long enough life.
I like this structure.
You know what you should try instead? A life of no crime.
That's another option.
That's the one I feel like is don't go to prison in the first place, and then you're good to go.
Wow.
Am I the only person on the show that has the irrational fear that I'm going to somehow accidentally end up in prison?
We've talked about that before, because I've said that before. I have a fear that you'll do something that you didn't even know was really a crime, maybe, or especially if you go to another country. You hear those stories where they just do something and they're like arrested. Like,
It doesn't have to be another country. But I mean, think about it. Aunt Becky from Fuller House is going to prison.
I know.
Prison.
I guess I've never had that thought. I've never had the thought that I'm going to end up in prison.
I mean, I'm not really committing any crimes, as far as I know, but what if all of a sudden they decide something I did was insider trading? Because I talked to a guy who knew a guy. Martha Stewart went to prison for that.
Well, maybe you guys should start reading your user agreements before you hit I accept.
But it's a long.
Good Lord, you need to go to prison to have the time to read all of those things. Are you kidding me with that? I'm going to tell you what. There's this K92 morning thing, this show that we do on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. And we say, oh, good morning, and hope you're having fun with the children and all of these things.
Uh-huh.
And while that song was playing, we had a conversation that I believe is darker than anything Monica's ever looked at on the dark web. That was...
Y'all had a conversation. I put my headphones on and listened to Jonas Brothers.
Mm. It's just the two of them are touching. That's all it is. It's,
you're trying to explain things.
Yeah, it's kind of like two fists bumping in the night. Just a little bit.
So this is like a bubbly banter continued.
It is. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we're being held back by just being on the radio, and we should be the most popular show on the dark web. That's what
dark
it is.
Web?
Forget the regular internet. There's too many shows. There's too many podcasts. There's too many YouTube channels. But on the dark web, there's an untapped resource.
And it's the
demented mind of Sister Friend over here.
Jeez.
Monica Brooks is having technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, here you go. Yeah.
Poor Antoine. Yeah. There's.
I hate both of you from the bottom of my soul.
Well, you already told me that yesterday. I'm well aware because I crushed Antoine's soul yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well go in all the way. That's what I figured. He don't like
just
me
shaking
no more.
His head. It's like,
oh,
what?
Oh, man, we're going to be roomies this week, buddy.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Will you stop drawing pictures, Monica?
Yeah, what's your situation? Are you physically capable? Because it requires one of us to have one thing and one of us to not. So,
the show within the show.
Yes.
What happened yesterday?
Everyone's like, "What's going
made
on?"
Made me upset.
You have to. We can't.
Good Lord, it's like you can't even. It's too dirty for Snapchat even.
Oh no,
we need like a premium Snapchat. Like some of those naked ladies, that kind of thing. Oh. Yikes. I crushed Monica. I crushed Antoine's soul.
Well, yeah, you
just
did
a little bit.
You did it on purpose.
I did, but it had truth to it, and the truth hurts because Antoine loves Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Loves.
Best show of all time.
That's your best friend.
It is my BFF.
Well, yes.
best show of all time. Let's not.
That's his best friend.
Let's
though.
Not say dumb things we can't back up because that is just not true. But I get it for a African American dude your age.
Uh-huh.
That's a quintessential show, man. That is a defining moment of your life.
It hit you
at a point in your life where it really resonated with you. Yep. I understand. I don't know if you've noticed. I am not that.
What?
I'm not. I know. I resonated much more with Saved by the Bell, which was one of the other choices. So it was one got to go, and it was four TV shows, and you had to get rid of one. Mm-hmm. And you had to wipe it off the face of the earth, never to be heard from again. And the choices were Cosby Show, Saved by the Bell, Full House, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I chose to eliminate Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for this reason. If you gave me those four shows in a list, that would be the fourth one that I would watch. If you said, here's four episodes, you can watch a Cosby Show, then watch a Saved by the Bell, then watch Full House, like, and pick the order, I would watch the Fresh Prince last of the four.
I hope you run out of toilet paper.
And I would not be saving the best for last. I would just be putting
run out of toilet paper or just be in a situation where there is none.
Where he needs some, and there's none there.
I see what's going to happen. Because Antoine and I are rooming together in a hotel in Chicago starting tomorrow.
Yep,
he's going to take the toilet paper.
I'm going to take all the toilet paper.
Yep, right when he goes to the bathroom.
I'm going to unspiral it all.
Yep.
Where's the toilet paper?
Mm-hmm. And I know what's going to happen because of that is I'm going to be using the facilities. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden I'm going to realize there's no toilet paper. And then from the other side of the door, I'm just going to hear Antoine.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going in there? What are you doing in there?
Upside down.
Take a minute, just sit right there. You have no toilet paper. Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
I'm gonna slide one square of toilet paper
at
under the door at a time.
Yeah.
This should be a fun few days.
You're hearing Monica.
You live in your car. Do you still call Uber Eats? Do you still order to your car?
You are Uber Eats.
I know.
Zach.
Guess what I got for my birthday? I got dog food and I got maxi pads.
And Antoine.
I, Antoine, ate off of the kids menu at a wedding.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Well, this is an interesting development.
What?
And I feel like our text message system is going to be flooded with people responding to this text.
All right.
Flooded. I don't know the details just yet, but let me explore them right now because this text comes from Shannon in Pulaski.
Mm-hmm.
52353, because I said, what do you got going on? And she's about to go on vacation, but doesn't feel like it. And would like a volunteer to take her place on vacation.
Why? It's vacation.
Where are you going, Shannon?
See, that I don't know.
Who's going to be with you?
What are the details?
Yeah. Who's with you?
What are the details?
Was there a change of plans and now you have like an ex on the trip with you?
Yeah,
or
are you going
like
to like a trash convention or something?
Yeah.
Yes, but you know what? Like if a trash convention was in, say, Maui.
I would go.
Yeah, you would
go to a trash convention.
Some beautiful trash.
Oh, I'd go to text her and the stupid text system broke. Ooh, thanks a lot.
Oh, God, seriously. Oh, man. We just need the details. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to get. So, you know, we're going to try to trade out. We'll do some swapping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The kind we're allowed to do.
I mean, if it's a good one, she can go to Chicago. If it's tomorrow,
oh, yeah.
If I prefer her vacation.
Or if you want a double vacation.
Oh, yeah. Like maybe, if it's back to back.
Maybe Shannon just wants to chill.
But you don't want a room with your friend Zach Jackson? Is that what we have here? Antoine. Things we are going to do together and to each other. What? Huh?
Oh, I threw away my artwork. Dang it.
It's a coming of age trip for Antoine. Yes. Terrell. You wondered why Fred abruptly left the thing.
It was good South Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Monica are predators. It's both of us. Because, see, she's still here long since. That's what you don't understand is she and I are in cahoots is what it is. See, all right. Let's get some. I'm going to get some details on Shannon's vacation. Let me try this again. Wow. What kind of vacation? People going
to
be.
Zach is really trying to take the vacation.
Lining up. Ha ha. Okay, there. Let me go ahead and send that in.
All right, it's something about in-laws.
Ooh, yeah. Adirondacks in-laws Friday.
Oh. Hmm.
I don't know what Adirondacks is. What is
mountains,
that?
The mountains.
Oh, the mountains with the in-laws on Friday.
So you're trapped on the top of a mountain with some in-laws.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you love the mountains, and maybe you'll become friends with the in-laws.
Oh, yeah, Zach. You're a mountain person now.
And they're not my in-laws, so I guess they don't bother me as much.
No,
so
just
it's different
people.
For you.
Let's figure out what kind of safety fencing they have at this mountain, too, just in case. Yeah, for safety, I want to explore.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Do we have to give a spoiler alert because we're talking about spoilers? Not for anything in particular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just spoilers in general. it's so sensitive now.
It is. It's very sensitive. And what you see is that no two people have the same rules when it comes to spoils.
I'm just saying this used to be a stress we never had to deal with. Because in my day, you just watched the show when it was on or you didn't. That was it.
Well, now you have Netflix, Hulu, everything else. Right.
So now everyone's on their own schedule.
Yeah.
Some people want to watch an entire series in real time.
Yeah.
And have it done in a day. Other people don't want to do that.
Those are silly people.
Or don't have the time to do things like that. And here we are. Spoilers. What do you do? So they've asked, what are the rules of spoilers for TV and movies? And based on this survey, they have declared that it's 33 hours after a TV show airs, an episode.
Okay.
So like Game of Thrones finale, you have 33 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a movie is 10 days because that covers two weekends.
Ooh. Mm.
You think, what's the, is that too long? Is that not enough? What's the deal?
I guess it depends on the movie, right?
See, there's too many rules. That is the problem with all of this. And this doesn't even apply to things like Netflix, where an entire series comes out in one day. Yeah. What are the rules on that? Is that 2 weeks? Is 2 weeks fair enough for that one?
I thought with social media, you can block certain keywords, right? You can block it and hide it.
You can try, but you can't block everything from the internet. It's going to sneak in on you, or something's going to happen. Monica had a show spoiled for her yesterday.
And how did I react to it, though? I was just like, okay, because I watch it at my own speed. Y'all finished it?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yep. Antoine and I decided to watch a show called The Boys because Antoine and Monica were both watching it.
Yep.
And Antoine had finished it. And I actually finished it over the weekend because I was a single dude. So I did that. And we were under the assumption that Monica had already finished it as well, which she had not. So we gave away the end to her.
But like, the end we gave it away.
But y'all started talking and I kind of just tuned it out. Because y'all are having a discussion. I didn't want to ruin that. But at the same time,
a better question of all this, because we're never going to get a straight answer. Everyone's going to have a different opinion, much like everyone has a different schedule of when they watch these things. I think here's what it is. If you've seen it, you think it's enough time. Now you're allowed to talk about it.
Yep.
And if you haven't, it hasn't been long enough. That's the rule.
Well, when Stranger Things came out, there was someone that binge watched and went right on Facebook and just spoiled the ending. Yeah. And I was shocked because it was like one day.
It hadn't even been out for 24 hours.
Yeah, it hadn't been out long enough. And I'm like, and people were angry.
It's a little barbaric, but I do feel like that person should have at least one finger chopped off just to teach them a lesson. Maybe all of them.
2 days.
I think TV shows, 2 days, a movie. I'll say the 10 days, whatever.
I have a question mark on the movie. I don't know.
I'm like, you get a weekend.
1/3 of people said they've had a falling out with a friend or a loved one for spoiling something for them.
It's a bit dramatic.
Well, if you wait and you wait and you're like, okay, I can't wait for this movie. I can't wait for it. And someone else runs off and they watch it and they come back and spoil it.
I will say it's not super extreme because I had a coworker give away a death on The Walking Dead to me. And it was at a time where I was still watching it. And
was it me?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, because I have not spoken to this person since that day. They don't work here anymore, but I have not spoken to them. And I never watched the show again. So I dumped the show and I dumped the person because I was just over it. I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Fine. It's been ruined. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. So I walked away. So I guess I am in the 1/3.
Yeah, you are.
You know what it is? You're just going to have to find other things to talk about. You've ruined this. Or you have to go to some forum on the internet called Already Seen It. And y'all can talk in there all you want.
That's a good one.
Yeah, go in there because we're never going to come up with a definitive rule.
Very nervous. I just checked in for our flight to Chicago. We have basic economy, so we're not allowed to choose anything. I don't even think we're allowed to wear shoes or they punch you in the face when you get on the plane, whatever it is. But you don't get to pick your seat. So I've been assigned my seat. Monica's filling hers out now. Will I be close to Monica? Don't say anything yet.
Uh-oh.
We're going to find out in a minute. We'll play hot potato first. Then, I'm nervous. Nervous. Oh, man. Please be closer to, I don't know, the front of the plane. Come on.
The K92 morning things.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato. Potato, potato.
Alrighty then, we say good morning to Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie, it is your choice. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today in Hot Potato?
Let's go with Monica.
Okay. Woo! Jamie and Monica here on the thing.
She's race car.
Somebody's on a motorcycle.
It's as if she's committed a crime. I'm choosing Monica. Quick, let's get out of here. Oh my God. So she's barreling 4,000 miles down the road. Antoine, you will be teamed up with...
Tommy. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
It's you and Antoine. Do you have any words of inspiration for Antoine as he gets ready to try to win this game for you?
Let's win this.
Yeah, exactly, right. Antoine.
Straight to the point.
Here we go. It is 20 seconds back and forth in each round. And I give you a category. You just give me something in the category. Mm-hmm. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the round is the loser of the round. Best of three. Are we ready?
Ready.
Good, because we're going to play. Round one. Monica, you were chosen first, so you get to go first. Let's get ready for it now. Hot potato. 20 seconds of ice cream flavors.
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Strawberry.
Mint chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip dough. I said it wrong.
Rocky road.
blueberry.
Cookie dough.
Oreo.
Mm-hmm. Caramel.
Peanut butter.
Butterscotch.
Butter pecan.
Oh! She gotcha! Even with chocolate cha-cha dough cookie, yo.
I think I said that wrong.
You also took 10 seconds just thinking of one.
Yeah, but you know what? You were doing the same thing because I saw you the whole time you're going, mint chocolate.
I like to spread it out.
I see what you're trying to do. Doesn't matter. Point for Monica on that one.
All right.
Go to round two.
All right.
Antoine, you will now start as we go back and forth in hot potato with things people are afraid of.
Go.
Spiders.
Snakes.
Heights.
Rats.
Small spaces.
Elevators.
Other people.
Fur.
Germs.
Of liquids.
Heat.
Hospitals.
Death.
Cars.
Jails.
They're scared to ride bikes.
Getting yelled at.
They're scared of hopping.
Oh, that's a point for Antoine.
Crap. Yes.
Crap, I'm gonna go with that. Crap.
These kids are definitely afraid of getting yelled at.
Uh-huh. Getting yelled at, yeah.
People at work are often afraid of getting yelled at.
Confrontation.
Okay, so that is all tied up.
Okay.
Here in the game.
And here we go.
Final round to give me, and Monica, you start, outdoor activities.
Swimming.
Camping.
Walking.
Running.
Jump roping.
Playing basketball.
Football.
Playing tennis.
Racquetball.
Playing
soccer.
No, that's not. Okay, soccer. You said soccer.
Fishing. Okay. Fishing.
Kickball.
Facing cars.
Crab soccer.
What did you say?
I said fixing cars.
Fixing cars.
I thought you said something else.
I thought you said facing cars.
Oh, well, you heard something different from what I heard.
I'm going to go outside and look at cars. Here I go.
Fixing cars.
Crab soccer, I don't believe was on the buzzer there. I don't
know. No, and we'd already said.
I thought you said fishing.
Fishing? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, your flimsy little racketball and then the hogging of about 11 seconds of it. Yeah, racketball.
You should have been out. Racketball's inside.
Yeah, disqualified. You're disqualified.
Racketball's inside.
Antoine is the winner.
I know. Okay.
Racketball requires walls.
It does.
I mean, walls.
But I jump back in there.
Yeah. I think you got hit in the head with a racket.
Good job, Tommy.
That's it. You've been disqualified. I'm sorry. That is congratulations to Tommy. Antoine, you are the big winner.
WXLKHD.
All right, we have two big things to get to right now. I need to know if I'm near Monica on the plane. I don't really care where Antoine is. It doesn't matter.
All right.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about how close I am to Monica.
Good flyer.
Also, we had earlier in the show, Shannon in Pulaski, who doesn't want to go on vacation and says she'd trade out with somebody. So I have more details.
Okay. Oh, you do?
Yep. You have to stay in a 100-year-old cabin. You have to stay with her family. There's no TV, no cell service. Everybody gets a single bed. It's a 12-hour drive, and there's no vacation pay. I don't think I want to go on this vacation either.
Who organized the vacation?
A horrible person.
Who did you make upset, Shannon?
Man.
Like, who set it up and said, okay, everyone on board?
Yep. This is one of those ones. I know exactly what happens is it's someone in your family. A lot of times it is an in-laws situation, and this is one where they declare, here's the vacation you have to come see us on. No exceptions. We will not take no for an answer. And then they pick a trip that's relatively convenient for them. I guarantee you the in-laws live 30 minutes from wherever this is.
Probably. But.
And you have to drive 12 hours.
But there's no service there. So this is really
TV,
a bonding
no
experience.
Yeah,
this is for the family to really connect.
Single bed, so it's not even... You know,
it's a Netflix movie is what this is.
It's the start of a horror movie.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think this is how Saw started, at least one of them. There have been 3,000 of them, so one of them has to start that way. Okay. Monica and I are we're going to be on the same plane, which I'm going to be honest is already too close for me. But... since we don't get to pick our seats, and we've been checking in this morning and having them assigned to us, I'm 24A. Monica?
24C. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I'm like next to her. Oh, no. You're in the aisle. You're the aisle.
Yeah, I am.
You're the aisle.
You're the aisle. You're like next to her. You know what my seat is?
I am next to her.
Zach?
What?
I'm 24D. I'm right beside of her.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. There's everything wrong with this. That's, it's probably not even a middle seat on this plane.
So I'm probably the middle seat. I think it's two on one side and three on another, maybe.
Oh, that's all I can hope for now is that it's A and B. We gotta look at this plane. We gotta look at the layout of this plane and figure it out.
Yeah.
Man, I thought when we were gonna be flying in such horrible fashion on basic economy, which, by the way, they brand you like the Scarlet Letter. It's right on your boarding pass. It says BE. I mean, in red. It's red. It's the A from Scarlet Letter. Anyway, I was holding on to hope that if nothing else, they would go out of their way to scatter us all through the plane just to teach us a lesson for having basic economy. No, they sent us all together anyway.
Yeah.
We should have let her. We should have forced
her. You haven't even flown with me yet.
But I've heard the horror stories from everybody.
I should have waited to check in until tomorrow.
They're
just
exaggerating.
Be last. I'm like, I'll sit on the floor. It'll be fine. All right. So Shannon's trying to trade our her vacation. I'm going to try to trade out my seat on the plane.
No.
Look, I accidentally left $20 on this seat. Who wants to sit here?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
All right, the first one, because I originally had the story about the gang leader dressing up like his daughter, and we did that in the diamond. So you pick one. Would you like to talk about UFOs over Cincinnati or the mailman that cooked a steak in his truck because it was so hot?
Let's talk about the UFOs.
UFOs.
Okay. There's apparently many mass UFO sightings in Cincinnati yesterday all over the internet.
You see that? Now watch, they come back. Just disappeared, and now they're going to come back. And they didn't go behind the clouds. They were in front of the clouds.
Yeah, there's another one.
Something comes in from the left.
I don't know what that is.
Look at that. So there they are again in a straight row, or at least that's what they appear to be, in a straight row at a slight angle. It's just like they went invisible, you know, and it was still daylight. So if they were some sort of a physical craft, which I'm sure they probably were, how come you couldn't see them?
Yeah. I watched a video. I mean, it's interesting. It's four lights, and they kind of all are in a line, and all the lights go off, and then about 10 seconds later, all the lights come back on again, and you can't really see anything else.
Yeah. That's that Area 51 surveillance. That's what that is.
In Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. They're on their way.
That's Area 52.
They're on their way. Yeah. They have to survey everything.
Yeah. Area 51 and a half.
Out.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
They're checking out a new area.
I guess. They apparently, there have been multiple sightings lately of this whole snake-shaped UFOs across the U.S., and they're speculating could be military craft linked to the Space Force. Ooh. I don't know. So if you ever swear you saw a UFO or a ghost or whatever the heck, feel free to text your stories into 52353.
Number two,
a growing trend that I am not a fan of, and I don't think anybody on this show is a fan of either, is not washing.
Like not bathing?
Mm. Correct.
I don't like that.
Oh, no. We don't sign up for that one.
Well, a lot of people are signing up for that one because there's a growing number of people who have stopped bathing and showering and washing themselves completely because they'll let the natural bacteria of their skin grow, flourish, and handle the job itself.
I don't want that in my nose, though.
But everybody, all these people will tell you, I don't smell anymore, which is sort of like when you go to someone's house and they say, my cat's litter box doesn't smell. It's because they're nose blind to it and their whole house smells like one giant litter box.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like this is the same situation, except the litter box is a human. Is that?
Yeah.
I think.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because you get so immune to your own smell. Uh-huh. There we go.
Now, you may or may not smell bad, I guess, depending on how you want to classify that. But I have been around people that do that whole, we don't really wash ever. They do smell different. And they also smell
a tang?
Strong. Yeah, tang. Yeah. Right. It's a tang.
It's a strong tang smell.
And I'm not a fan of tang. So.
Number one.
The growing trend among senior citizens. Drinking.
Woo!
Okay. Binge drinking.
Oh. Because, I mean, you hear about the, you know, when they live to be 100 and some, they're like, oh, I drink bourbon every day.
Yeah, a bourbon a day or a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Gathering data. This goes beyond that, though, is binge drinking is defined by five or more drinks for men, four or more for women. Haha, we get one more before it classifies as binge drinking. And they say it is on the rise amongst senior citizens. Which I guess, I mean, what else you got to do at that point?
They're living their best life.
Well, you get to 4 o'clock, you've already had dinner, and it's sort of...
just sitting.
What am I going to do? I'm going to do something.
You drink and then pass out, and you wake up when the rooster crows.
Because if you just go to bed, if you start going to bed early when you're older, I feel like this is how warped my brain will always think.
Okay.
Is as I get older, I'm going to think, dude, you're getting older. So every time you go to bed early, you're just getting closer to your death day. Like, that's, I'm getting there too fast. Like, I need to stay up another hour. You see what I'm saying?
I can see the logic behind that.
If you get only so many days left on Earth, and you, all right, so God says, yo, you get 7 days left. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to bed at 6 p.m. on any of those days. I'm taking it to 11:59 every single time.
There you go.
Yeah. Live your best life.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, to me, trust and respect are two of the most important traits of a good human being. If you can trust and respect a person, you're good to go. You can always rely on that person, and you know they will always make sensible decisions. Problem is, most people have no respect for others and the shady. So it forces people like me to really check a person out before I decide if I'm going to trust and respect them. So I look for red flags, and not obvious red flags like that guy's on drugs or that guy orders his steak well done. Those are obvious ones that tell me a person is bad news. I'm talking about more subtle ones that I think you can look out for. For example, aggressive gum chewing. What's the deal with these aggressive gum chewers? I mean, I like chewing gum, but I also ain't trying to set the land speed record of nom, 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 nom. I pulled in the grocery store parking lot yesterday, and there was this guy standing there next to a car, hands in his pockets, and doing nothing except aggressively chewing gum. I don't know about you, but I'm not feeling good about this dude. Hey, why are you chewing so much there, Hubba Bubba? You got nowhere to be? Is that even your car? And if it is, why are you just standing next to it, chewing all hard and fast? I don't like it. As I start walking into the store, diary, you can be rest assured I'm watching this guy over my shoulder to see what his next move is, which all of a sudden is to just randomly start walking toward the store. What's going on here? Fortunately, nothing. But I assure you, I was watching. If he started doing anything else shifty, me and Doubleman over there were gonna have a conversation. Aggressive gum chewing. Don't like it. Here's another one. People who wear too many clothes on a hot day. Think about it. It's 90 degrees out. Hot. Humid. And then you see some random guy on a bicycle with long sleeves on and a knit hat. Something definitely ain't right here. And yeah, you can throw grown man on a bicycle into the don't trust him category as well. And I don't mean some mountain bike on a trail or some speed bike on a road and guy in some tight pants thing and he's Lance Armstrong. I'm talking about random guy on regular bicycle. And if you are that covered up on a hot day, you're hiding something, and I don't want to find out what it is. And finally, diary, tighty whities. I'm sorry, but they just scream, man who is unsuccessful in his career, unlucky in love, and probably a pervert when nobody else is around. I understand you might want the extra support, but get some boxer briefs or compression shorts for God's sake. You just look pathetic in those tighty whities, and nobody is excited to be around you. Trust and respect, people. Trust and respect. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
I told you that one year I called the cops and someone was walking down the street. It was hot. It was hot.
Yeah.
And he had on this leather jacket. And I'm like, it was a little too calm of a walk in a leather jacket in the heat. And I was just a little concerned.
He likes that.
No,
that
I don't like
snuggle
it.
Feeling.
I don't like it.
Clothes.
I don't trust any of those things. And I apologize, Antoine, for making fun of your tidy whities. But I can't trust him. I feel bad because
tidy whities. But Captain Underpants is making him come back.
Yeah, and he's super sexy. Yeah, I mean, you look at him. He's built like an egg. That's exactly what you want to look like. He's built like an egg.
He's the cutest female in all the land, Antoine Terrell. Good to see you. Text 52353. I'm preoccupied right now. I lack focus because I'm trying to plan where we're going to have breakfast and lunch tomorrow in Chicago. These are very important things that need to happen. All right, you know what? I'll rephrase it. I'm trying to plan where I'm going to have breakfast and lunch tomorrow. If y'all want to come along, that's fine. But if not,
peace out. Can, I know where I'm going.
I need it to be near the outlets, though. Because remember, we got to. I have to go by the Nike outlet. It's I have not, to go by.
No, I'm sorry. The outlets.
I have well, what, to go by.
What restaurant? Because you are really excited about whatever.
I know there's some place nearby that was voted best breakfast in Chicago by USA Today. That used to be a newspaper people read. Uh-huh. So we, I don't know.
Did you click it? Look
I
at did. The food?
I've been looking at the menu. That's why I have nothing really of substance to talk about right
you
here.
You distracted by food.
I'm distracted by food.
By menu.
Right. I mean, we got this woman coming up. She's unsure about this dude's job. She's dating him, but is considering cutting him loose just because of his job. Is that being way too extreme?
Ooh. Well, it depends maybe. On what the job is.
That's the thing. And I feel like there's going to be people who text in 52353 that the main reason a relationship crashed and burned or there was cheating or whatever was because of a specific line of work.
Yeah.
And I there are probably people listening right now, and you can share if you want, 52353, that will not date an employment category.
Probably.
You know, no firemen. Yeah. No, no nurses. You know, whatever.
Like athletes.
Professional athletes type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's me. I draw the line. I just can't sleep with any professional athletes.
No WNBA stars for you.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like LeBron never called me back.
Oh.
I'm like, I bought you dinner.
Now give us an item off the menu.
Hmm?
You have to read something off the menu.
Oh, yeah. On that. No, see, I tried to call the text up to at least look like I was working. So I don't even have the menu
but
up
you
right
you brought
now.
Up this menu in this restaurant.
Yeah. So thank you to everybody who's been texting in this morning. And I don't care that they have an outdoor racquetball court in Arizona somewhere. I'd still disqualify Monica from Hot Potato.
I get
no,
a point.
No, you don't. No.
If you have Thank if you, you have to Google it to find an example of it,
exactly.
Then no, we're not going to count it.
It exists.
And it's racquetball's not an outdoor activity. And just because you shave the roof off of something, it doesn't make it an outdoor activity. Okay? If I sit in a basement and then you get rid of the rest of the house, you'd be like, look, now it's an outdoor activity. It is not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
A wall doesn't make it. I don't know. So thank you for Googling. I appreciate it. But no.
All right, whatever. So you don't want to call now.
Mm-mm.
Stupid live radio. Sometimes I tell you.
It is. Well, it's live radio. Things happen.
Yeah.
So, all right. Since you know, at least.
Yeah.
So this chick, she was wondering about dating this guy, and she wasn't sure because of his job. I'd say a red flag is that she's highly unreliable on her end, Antoine.
Yeah. She's very inconsistent.
I don't even know what her job is.
Yeah.
So what was his? Because you knew.
Yeah. She told me that he was a gynecologist, that he is. And so she was just a little.
Because so it makes her uncomfortable.
It makes her uncomfortable.
That is an interesting one.
Because she's there dating, so is he not? You know.
I mean, he's a doctor.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
Suck it up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
He's got a good career.
Uh huh. A great one.
Probably a good guy.
Yep. And she did say that. She said he was a great. He's a great guy.
He will always be aware of your health concerns. You know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, and I don't want to know the goings on in the guy in those type of appointments, right? But I imagine, I think about any time I went to the doctor, like even when I was a kid, I was like a little horny teenager and I had to get physicals for sports. And if there was a woman doing it, like I didn't find her attractive because of what the scenario
was.
It's medical, Antoine. I
understand.
So I don't know if that's the same case with women and gynecologists. Like even though they're, you know, in certain areas.
Yeah.
Does that ruin? Like, have you ever had a gynecologist like, oh, he's attractive?
I guess you're there for an appointment.
Yeah,
so it just
exactly.
Seems like, okay, it's a medical thing. I've always had a male gynecologist too. I mean, not for any reason. It just happened.
Just cause. Well, I think this woman is being unreasonable, and because she's unreliable, I think he should dump her. That's what it is. Yep. You got yourself a good man, and you're asking dumb questions like that. So no, forget about it. You know what? I do have some helpful dating advice, I guess. If you share a dessert on your first date, you are twice as likely to go out a second time.
If you share dessert?
If you share a dessert. So it's not that you each get dessert, but you share a dessert. Now, there's a second part of this study that this is the no doy portion of it. 93% of couples that fed each other dessert, like actually said, here, do you want a bite?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go out together again. Of course they did, because you would only let someone do that to you if you liked them.
Yep.
There is no other reason.
Other way is like just awkward, like, please don't make the airplane sound. Please don't make the airplane sound.
I suppose that would be a good test at the end of your first date if you want to be like, hey, you know, let's share this dessert. Did you want a bite?
No dessert.
And try to do it suavely. And if you're, hey, do you want a bite? No, I'm good. She hates you.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is. But you have to do it with tact. You have to be smooth. Be like, can I feed you some dessert, girl?
Was that your smooth? Can you show a smooth?
No, that's the not smooth. Oh, okay. That was me showing you the not smooth.
Can I hear smooth?
I can give you the smooth.
All right,
Okay, so hey, you know, you want to get dessert with a split of piece of chocolate cake because it's huge, you know, that kind of thing, whatever. Uh-huh. And then it comes, and since they put it down, and I would be the first person to grab the fork and be like, this looks really good. Do you want a bite? Uh-huh. And then just sort of hand it.
Was that smooth?
Person. Because it's very nonchalant. It's the cool smooth because it's not.
It's kind of like I'm a, you know, nervous, not nervous guy, but hey. Yeah.
But I'm not like gross about it. Yeah. I'm not Antoine at his physical when he's 16 years old. So. You see what I'm saying? I think it's smooth. Because instead, if you say anything along the lines of, can I feed you a bite?
No.
See, that's we're in the no category. Again.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Monica, as the woman on the show?
Well, to feed me dessert. No, but if he was clever about it.
If I did it that way, I feel like that would be the one way you'd be all right.
And I probably would just take the spoon from you and be like, okay, yeah.
Which is fine. I guess technically I've fed you, though. So I guess
it still counts. Yes, it does.
If you said, I'm good, I'll get my own fork, then I know you don't like me. You find me to be repulsive because I touched your fork. Uh-huh. So there'd be that whole thing. Now, actually, what I know here, Antoine, is deep down what Monica wants is us to order a cannoli. And then me to
a
lady.
Cannoli.
Yeah, I'm going to lady in the trumpet to
no.
you.
Oh,
yeah, come here.
I think you get kicked out of a restaurant.
I will leave the restaurant.
I think you get kicked out.
I'll put one end in my mouth. Space docking. Come on.
I knew that's where it was coming back to.
No, I think people get kicked. They get kicked out of restaurants.
It's love. Y'all don't recognize our love. See, this is what happens when people don't call in. We're forced to just sit here and talk to ourselves, and this is where it goes.
This is going
to
be the longest 72 hours of my life.
Oh, man. Me and Antoine are roommates.
Oh, man.
Getting to know you.
I don't want to know you.
Getting to know all about you. Hey, you want a bite of this cake?
No, I do not want any.
Smooth,
of your
baby.
Cannoli.
Love. You know what? We're just Zach and Antoine right now, but soon we'll be like these two.
Oh, no.
I'm definitely Beyonce, though. I'm in charge.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
Not allowed to talk about it, but I know that Monica's up to no good in Chicago.
No
That's all
good.
I know right now. She's up to something.
Well,
you're up to something.
What is that terrible?
In your defense, Monica.
Thank you.
In your defense, you're always up to something.
Okay, so. Thank you.
Y'all are terrible. No, it's not a bad idea.
It's just, I don't know your obsession with this and doing it out of town. That's what I never understand with
you.
See,
the way you say it sounds terrible, but this right here is something where Jared and we went to Florida. I had to meet up with someone to get
it. Yeah.
Yep.
To do it.
Mm-hmm.
To do the thing with the thing in my Bible.
We went to California.
And she did
also.
It.
Also. Yeah. Like twice. Yeah.
Are you trying?
Two times.
Is this like a map game? You know how sometimes people need to collect bottle caps from different states?
It is kind of like that for me, where every state, I'm like, okay.
So this is Monica's souvenir spoon. You know those little spoons?
And I never lose it.
People buy. That is true. You never lose a spoon.
I would never lose it.
Interesting. That's all I can say at this point. That's all I know. Did you see the pregnant woman that totally savaged the person that called him out for drinking coffee?
No.
It was trending.
Yes,
it was hilarious.
I did see
what she did say to the person. Because, look, I don't know why people feel the need to offer up their opinion to other people.
So this is like the barista said something to her?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the barista. Let me see.
Yes.
She was at the coffee
house. That would make sense if they're making
the
coffee.
Yeah, the barista made a comment.
You know, and this one, there was a barista and a different one. I think this was just a random person that was there. But anyway, there have been ones in the past where the barista says, shouldn't you have a decaf?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, pregnant women are allowed to have a small amount of caffeine.
Yes.
So don't worry.
Of course
worry.
You can talk to your doctor.
It's not your problem to worry about. And this woman, she was at a coffee place. She ordered coffee. Random stranger comes up to her and says, you should be drinking decaf. And she says, why? She says, because you're pregnant. And she said, thank you, but I am not pregnant. Now, she was pregnant.
She was pregnant, though.
Right. But she did it.
I love that.
Just to destroy that person because it made them completely mortified.
What do you say? Oh, no.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Folks are mad at Dakota Johnson because she closed the gap in her teeth.
She closed her gap?
Yes.
How dare she?
It's like a signature.
How dare she make decisions on her own body?
Who is Dakota Johnson?
50 Shades.
Yep.
Oh, her.
Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's kid.
Because think about the outrage with Michael Strahan. If he did that, he'd be like, what?
He would take up all of the world's tooth filler, and that's what we'd have done last. And that's, Zach Jackson, you get a C minus for that joke. Actually, it's a D minus. That's not even that good. Yikes.
Yeah, but it's something when like celebrities change their look, and we're like, you can't. You can't do that.
But it's them.
They're not allowed.
It lets you know how selfish people are. Yep. Like, you can't change what I love about you, even though you may not love it.
Yeah. Well, then you're not allowed to do that thing that you want to do when you go out of town that we're not allowed to talk about.
Oh, excuse me?
Well, yeah, because that's you are a moderately somewhat known person in a slightly smaller city in the United States. So you are, I mean, you're right up there with... Well, the dog on Frasier, some of the contestants on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, like the ones that get eliminated early that say, this isn't the last you've heard from me, but it is. Fourth place on American Idol. Like, you're right there. So you are a celebrity.
Okay, so then they can text in. So folks can text in and say, no, I can't believe it.
Yeah, and you know what? I take it back. The dog on Frasier was way more famous than any of us. All of us combined, really. So I dare not insult that dog in his memory.
No, fans saved Denise Richards.
I saw that. That was interesting.
Yeah, because she's on the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yep.
And during the reunion show, I also noticed, I watched the reunion show, that she had an enlarged thyroid gland. And so her fans, they reached out to her through Twitter, and they were like, hey, you might want to just get that checked.
So you noticed.
I noticed.
What is it that you noticed? I don't
like
really
her
even...
neck, like it just looked swollen.
Okay,
like
so
a gland was swollen.
The thyroid gland, it was in her neck?
Yeah.
Her neckle area?
And there was another guy, was it on, I forget what network, but it like saved his life. Someone noticed that he had like a knot on his neck, and it was cancer or something. Like, it saved his life. Someone reached out and said, hey, you might want to get that checked.
The woman who cuts my hair was given one of her clients a haircut and noticed a little spot on the top of his head one time, and a spot that you would never see because you don't see the back of your own head on the top. And she had him get it checked out, and it was, you know, something that needed to be taken care of. So it's good to have that somebody looking out for you.
Fortunately for Denise Richards, she said that she just took gluten out of her diet. And it's already starting to, you know, help her.
See?
Always with the gluten.
They're good things
from fans. I don't
really
understand gluten like that.
I don't either.
You don't understand it?
I mean, I get it, but I don't. Like, you know, when people say, okay, I can't eat gluten, I'm like, what all?
Then there's certain things that you think they can eat and they can't. And then there's things you figure they can't eat, but they totally can.
I guess you got to really check the labels.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work. Don't text the explanation of gluten to 52353 because I don't want to read it. I don't want to see it. Monica's not even going to pay attention to it, so it doesn't matter, and it's going to be too confusing. So I'm seriously don't. Just don't.
Save your time with it.
Text me a picture of a pretty cute animal.
You basically
instead.
Said you want all the gluten.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm eating gluten, so don't worry about it. I'm all set. I don't need to know. I get it. It works for some people. Mm-hmm. I don't need to deal with it right now, and Monica's not going to read it anyway.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. That tells us how much faith you have in your thanger. So I will give Zach and Monica a category, and you will predict how many items can be named in that category within 15 seconds.
Yep.
If you feel that your player can name more than your opponent, then you raise the stakes. If not, you say Fat Chance, and your opponent has to go.
All right, let's meet our people right now. We say good morning to Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right, Jennifer, your choice. Would you like to team up with me, Zach Jackson, or the Monica Q. Brooks? What's your choice?
You, Zach Jackson.
Okay, me and Jennifer. Fantastic. So you will be on line one. Let's call in line two right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, you will be playing with Monica today, okay?
She was my choice anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
There you go.
All good. See, I'll take that. So me versus Monica, as Antoine said, we go back and forth in the categories. And Jennifer and Chris, you guys are both playing in this as well because it's how much faith you have in us in that category. And y'all can bid back and forth. Or if you want to just say Fat Chance and make the other person do it instead, that's how the game plays. Here we go.
All right. And Chris, I mean, Jennifer.
Jennifer's first.
Since you picked Zach first. You get to wager first.
Okay.
Our first category is, since we are going to Chicago tomorrow, professional sports teams located in Chicago.
Ooh, okay.
So, Jennifer, how many professional sports teams located in Chicago can Zach name in 15 seconds?
It's just like, how many are there is the thing, too. Mm-hmm. Are there like five of them?
I'm going to say four.
Four. You say, okay. Antoine says
there's seven total.
Okay.
I think Zach could do more than that. Can do more. I think
all right,
do
so the bid is 4 by Jennifer. So, Chris, you may say 5 or more, or you may say fat chance, and I will try to do 4.
Say 5.
Okay.
All right.
Huh?
5 okay.
Yep.
professional. So right now,
Chris,
so,
Chris, you know
so right now, Jennifer, right now, Jennifer, Monica,
oh, this is gonna be good.
If you say fat chance, Monica will have to
There's
name
7
5
teams.
Professional sports teams located in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Or
I'm gonna say fat chance.
Thank you. Yes, it's
All
worth
right.
it. Even if she
Wait,
manages
what?
To get 5, this is going to be worth it to watch the journey.
So,
Chris,
so
do you
excited.
Know me, Chris?
Monica.
Chris,
I understand.
I know, and Chris, in sports,
but I understand
in
Chris's
Chicago?
Problem here, Chris, is I can
oh.
easily do 4. It would take me 1 second to do 4.
Oh, my God.
So what's he going to do? He's going to at least have you try
yeah.
to do 5.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's going to be awesome. So are we all ready?
I reckon so.
Your 15 seconds for Chicago pro sports team starts now.
Chicago Bulls, Nets, Hornets, Chicago Werewolves, Wildcats, Chicago Mets, Chicago Chicago Bats, Chicago Go Team Go, Chicago Bears, Chicago what?
Wow. Okay.
Did I get anything?
I feel like I need to look through like all the mascots of maybe like some minor league teams. You needed 5.
Uh-huh.
You got 2.
She did get 2.
Chicago okay. Bulls, Chicago Bears.
You know what? You know what you did right there?
What?
Is you did what's called bookends because you got 1 at the beginning and 1 at the end.
Okay.
And in the
so
middle
we
of this, or a sandwich. So it was one slice of bread and the other slice of bread, and inside was duty. But that yeah. bread on the outside makes that sandwich look so good.
Okay.
That was a good try, though. That was a valiant effort. Werewolves.
All right.
So that's 1 point for Jennifer yep. and Zach.
There we go. What are the rest of them so she knows?
Oh, the Cubs.
Like, oh,
Cubs, White Sox, Black Hawks, Chicago Sky, Red Stars.
Oh, Sky Stars. That should have.
Yeah, you should have okay. went into the galaxy.
Yep. All okay.
Wait, all right.
That was so worth it. Okay. I don't even care what happens in the rest of this game. That was worth it.
All right, Chris, you get the lead off on this one.
Hashtag Chicago Werewolves.
All right.
No. Chris, so, you are up in this one. All
so,
right.
Chris, the category is power couples, celebrity couples.
Okay.
All right.
Celebrity
so, husband
couple.
And wife.
Gotcha. And you have to name both of
you
them.
You have to name both of them.
Okay.
So, in 15 seconds, Chris, how many celebrity Ooh. Couples do you think Monica can name?
4.
Easily. 4.
All right. 4 easily. He said easily at the
easily.
End, just so you know.
Easily. All right.
All right, Jennifer, do you yeah. think Zach can name 5 or more? Or do you want to say fat chance to Monica naming 4 celebrity couples?
I'm going to say he can do 5.
Okay.
All right.
Can
5.
I ask a question before we get rolling here?
Yes.
Are they, do they have to be together right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough. So it's not people that, so Brad and Angelina don't count.
Nope. You can't say Yoko Ono and every other
gotcha.
Beatle.
All right. Well, she ruined every other Beatle. It's just John.
All right, Chris. So right now, Zach has to name 5. Do you think Zach can name 5? If not, say fat chance. If you think Monica can name more, say 6 or a higher number.
I think Monica named more, but I'm still going to say fat.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. He's like, my faith has dwindled in you. Just
well,
a little
that was
bit.
A sports team. This is, I mean, I think
yeah.
I could have.
Okay. So 5 power couples.
5 celebrity
to
couples. Yep. In 15 seconds.
Okay. And do they have to be married or are they together? Or
they
how
just
does
have
this
to
work?
Be together.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Here we go. 15 seconds. We're going to go with Kim and Kanye. We've got Beyonce and Jay-Z. We've got Oprah and Stedman. George Clooney and Amal, his wife. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Let's see. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth or Chris Hemsworth or whichever one it is. I don't know which one it is. One of those.
It's Liam.
Uh-huh.
But
that
without
counts,
counting
yeah.
that one, I didn't even count that one, you got 5.
Okay. Yes, there we go. I got enough. I win. Yay, there
okay.
it is.
Win,
there I am. I only got 5?
There was only 5. Can you say it's 2 people?
Yeah.
I know, it's a lot of talking right there. Oh, and what they do? There it is. The victories continue for me.
I will say this. I had one more category that I would have loved to hear Monica do,
next
but
time.
We'll save that.
Yep. Next time, we will do it. And again, the real winner here is everybody that got to hear Monica's list of Chicago sports teams. That, my friends, is the true victory of Fat Chance. What did you miss? Just for something dumb. It was way cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic opportunity. And you couldn't go. Why? We'll explain because I'm missing out on something that's about to happen in downtown Roanoke. Awesome event.
And you're missing it.
I can't go for something nerdy and dumb. I don't even want to, but I have to. I have no choice. We'll explain.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Well, I tell you what, Antoine. We're going to Chicago.
We are.
Yeah, we need to find out if there are tickets available for any of the Chicago Werewolves games that are going down.
Oh, yeah. You might
want to
check.
Ow, ow, ow! Werewolves! Let's see. Let me see
what
if I can
sport find. Do you think it would be?
The Werewolves feel like a hockey team to me, don't they?
I was thinking, like, rugby. Lacrosse.
That'd be good, too. Oh, no. I don't want to go see those sports. I want to go see hockey.
He's going to at least have you try. Yeah.
Let me find. Let's see. Okay, here's Monica. It's 15 seconds to name all the professional teams in Chicago, sports teams. And she does manage to get Bulls and Bears, but everything in between is creative.
I reckon so.
15 seconds for Chicago pro sports team starts now.
Chicago Bulls, Nets, Hornets, Chicago Werewolves, Wildcats, Chicago Mets, Chicago Chicago Bats, Chicago Go Team Go, Chicago Bears, Chicago.
There we are. Yep.
Yeah.
I do like the very motivational Chicago Go Team Goes.
Go
I think,
Team Go.
Yep. I think they're very inspirational to everybody.
They already have their cheer and T-shirt and everything.
Yeah. It's Go Team Go. It works
Heck
itself.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Everyone gets a little pom pom when they get
go,
into the
you
Go
gotta
Team
win.
Go. Rah rah rah. Yeah.
That's a winning team.
Oh, that's who it is. They take on the Tuscaloosa rah rah rahs.
Oh, yeah. That's a rivalry right there.
Rah rah rahs. We hate those people. We're Team Go Team Go Team Go Team Go. I'm stuck. Oh my God. Sometimes you get amazing opportunities in your life. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like once in a lifetime chances.
Yep.
And then you have to turn them down for something every day and dumb. Could have hung out with Bob Saget. Bob Saget from Full House.
So what kept you from hanging out with Danny Tanner?
My grandma.
Please don't. I don't want to judge. So I'm really hoping it's a dumb reason. Because right now I don't feel like it's a dumb reason. What did she do?
She didn't do anything. I'll explain in a minute. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about all of the things, the dumb thing. You know, I'll explain right now. I was working in Philadelphia, and Bob Saget had a new show on the WB or the CW? I don't even know what it was at the time. And so he was in town for this premiere event that they had, and they asked, could Bob please come into your show? Which, when you're in big cities, things like that happen. Instead of us begging, please come on our show, they come on your show. So Bob Saget comes in, and we had fun. He was a good dude. Good time. If you ever watch Entourage, his real personality is much closer to that than Full House. So he's a fun guy. And he turns to us, and he's like, I like you guys. Y'all want to hang out after this event? Because I got to do this event, but then I got nothing going on. So you want to meet up? And we'll,
okay.
I mean, this is like a social invite from Bob Saget. Uh-huh. I had to go to my grandma's house. Because my mother said I had to go to my grandma's house that weekend. I had to drive to Syracuse, New York to go see my grandma. Mm. Because, as my mother said, it's probably one of the last times you'll ever get to see your grandmother, who lived 15 more years past that. I would just like to prove she pulled grandma's last Thanksgiving. She pulled that card every year for a decade and a half. Grandma was fine. House was boring. We had nothing planned. That was just I could have done it some other weekend.
Yep.
But no, it had to be that weekend.
You were making memories with grandma.
Yeah, oh, good, because I don't remember anything from that weekend other than that I went there and had to come home. But I guarantee I would have remembered what I did with Bob Saget.
That's
sad. Wow. Very sad.
That sucks.
Text 52353. And I have one coming up in a week, and it's embarrassing to even admit why I'm missing this event. We have people texting in 52353. See, you hold on to the pain, as you can see. This person, when they were 12, their mom won tickets on the radio. Probably us.
Ooh.
I'm going to take credit for that anyway. To an NSYNC concert, made their entire life. They were so excited. And then their mom said, sorry, can't go. It's a school night, and it's 5 hours away.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And this person says, it's been 19 years, and I still throw it up at her during disagreements.
Can you imagine those type of arguments?
Yeah.
And you never took me to see NSYNC.
Like, why don't you have any kids? Why didn't you take me to the concert?
Yep. Ashley in Lynchburg, my best friend, surprised me with Jonas Brothers tickets for my birthday. And can't go because it's the first day of school and she's a teacher.
Oh.
And you cannot take that day off.
You can't. Call in the substitute.
Nope.
Not on the first day.
Not on the first day. You sure?
Can't do it.
See, I typically don't have those issues because
you have nothing going on.
I'm not the biggest flaker, but I will flake on some plans if something better comes up. If a once in a lifetime opportunity comes up, if you're really my friend,
then you understand.
You will understand me leaving. But you're, if you love
sometimes
me.
You can cram it all in. I'm a crammer. If you love,
oh yeah,
those are things that you're not necessarily locked into when it's work and it's first day of school. Like you can't flake on that. You have no choice. Yeah. I mean, for example, okay, so Farm to Feast is an event that's coming up downtown Roanoke. Yeah. It's next Sunday, so the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome event, phenomenal food. Y'all should go buy tickets to this thing because it's awesome.
I've never been. I've heard great things.
It's in the Market Building, and it's all fresh ingredients from the farmer's market, all these mm-hmm. things. So, you know, I get invited to go. Fantastic. I'd love to go. That would be great. I have a fantasy football draft that night.
Are you really not?
No. You can miss that, though.
Skip the fantasy.
You can skip the fantasy draft.
No, you can't.
Why can't you?
If I can't be sued or fired, I'm skipping it. Why can't you skip it?
It's a fantasy football.
You got to pick your players.
You can let them automatically.
This one's in person.
Oh, yeah. So those are the best
auto?
Ones.
Let your son do it.
There's no auto. It's a human. Let your son pick. C7.
Yeah.
I want it. There's money involved here, Monica.
Okay. Isabella will help.
No, she don't know what she's doing either.
If I can't be sued or fired, I'll skip it.
But then you're gonna finish in last place.
No, let's see what kind of GM skills you have. What kind of trades and waiver wire moves you can make.
Of a 7-year-old? What are you even talking about?
No, after the team is put together. Let him put together the team, and then you make the moves.
No, forget it. That's a disaster.
We should take Zach's tickets.
We'll post pictures on Instagram and be like, he's doing fantasy football.
You're not invited.
Doing fantasy football.
I know, it's stupid. I don't want to. I thought about quitting the league, but it's too late to do that. So anyway, go to Farm to Feast.
It's fantasy.
Buy tickets. But it's real money. That's the problem. So everyone should go buy tickets at that event, take pictures, and rub it in. You can send them to me and laugh all about it the next day. Over 15 years ago, my mom made me go turn down front row tickets to Green Day and instead go to a Jesse McCartney concert with my Girl Scout troop.
Oh.
I wore all black and spoke to no one all day. That's teen angst right there.
Yeah, it is.
Missed something great for something stupid. Micah in Radford, he missed a work event. Actually, he was 2 hours late to a work event because he was in the Super Bowl on his Madden 19 video game and wasn't going to leave till he won the Super Bowl.
He had to finish it out.
Yeah.
That's a man with goals.
Pause it?
You can't
pause it. Then somebody turns it off. There's an electrical storm. You lose power.
Maybe it was a risk.
Maybe it was some online league. I don't know. They do those, I'm sure. Would you win anything if you do that?
Yeah, there's money and stuff involved.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
When there's money involved, see?
Esports is a big deal now.
Money's real. I know. I got to get my kid better at them. Esports. Esports. Don't go outside and play real sports. Play esports. Come on.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I got three stories. I rip them from the headlines. I rip some words out. And then you have to try to guess what the words are. Here we go. Story number one. Blank is more relaxing than meditation. Is it A, playing games on your phone? Is it B, drinking? Or is it C, playing fantasy football?
Oh, is it fantasy football?
It's definitely not C. I'm going A, playing games
on
your phone.
You said games on your phone.
It's C?
No, it's not. There's no way.
C is wrong!
Okay,
Antoine's right.
Correct! I play fantasy football
it's
and
not relaxing.
2 weeks in, I'm like, why do I play this stupid thing?
It's stupid. It is stupid. No, playing games on your phone, according to a new study out of England, playing a game on your phone is just as relaxing as meditating and sometimes even more relaxing based on their research. So you come home from work and you want to unwind with the little fruit ninja.
Uh-huh.
Just play a game on your phone.
Swipe.
But at the same time, we tell people to get off your phone. I am
relaxing. Leave me alone.
Okay.
I think sometimes it's okay if you need just a little mindless drool coming out of the corner of your mouth and you just want to not think about anything, then you want to shut it down. And that's really what it was. And they said they found that people who played the game wound up feeling more relaxed than people who meditated. The more they liked the game, the more relaxed they felt. And the people who meditated felt progressively worse the more days in a row they did it.
Huh.
Meditation to me just, it feels, oh God, I got to go meditate. Hang on. Let me.
I'm okay with it.
You just have to, for me, it feels like you just have to do so much.
I think too much.
You just breathe.
Think too much. You have to be quiet. You have to go to a quiet space, blah, blah, blah.
These are all the things I need to tell my brain. So I have to sit there and tell my brain to stop thinking. You're supposed to be relaxing. Why are you still thinking about this? You need to breathe. Oh, my God. Am I breathing right? Am I breathing too much? Am I not breathing enough? What's going on? Am I doing my word? What's my word? Where's my chakra? I don't know what's going on. See, none of this is relaxing to me.
Deep breath.
Candy Crush, on the other hand, boom, shakalaka. All right. Next story. Someone calls the cops over suspicious noises in a playground. Turns out it was blank. A, nuns. B, two hedgehogs mating. Or C, a big loud tree.
Wouldn't be a big loud tree. I'm going with some nuns hanging out.
Going with some nuns.
I'm going with the mating.
You're going with the hedgehog town?
Yeah.
Well, Antoine.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah, Sonic.
Way to go. Sonic and his lady.
Oh.
Just a couple of wild hedgehogs enjoying the seesaw. Come on, be
my baby tonight. Yeah, I guess hedgehogs sound similar to humans in a lot of ways with some of the grunting and moaning.
Oh, so did he call the police before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Called the cops. But you don't want to go investigate. You don't know what you're going to find.
You don't want to be the one to spot someone and be like, ah!
Or get bitten by a horny hedgehog. I don't
want
to do that.
You do not want those problems.
Nope. Because they look like they have spikes. Even though they're soft, they look like they have spikes. So you never know what's going on. Final story. Man hasn't spoken to his family in 4 years because of blank. A, an argument over The Bachelor. B, a slice of pizza. Or C, all their loud chewing.
Ooh.
His family, they haven't spoken. Probably for B, food.
I'm going with the loud chewing.
Antoine is correct.
Oh.
A perfect score of 30 today.
You.
Yep, the loud chewing. Monica, this is going to be us someday. It's getting progressively worse with us. So it's called misophonia or misophonia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it's misophonia. It doesn't matter. Well, it's this weird condition where ordinary sounds really bother you, especially close sounds, chewing, breathing, things like that. And he says he's had this condition for the longest time, but when he's with his family, it throws him into a fit of rage, is what he says. He says he can't control himself. He says, I'm not an aggressive person, but the noises just make me angry. And he said he's walked out on dates if they're chewing really loudly. And almost attacked a coworker once who wouldn't stop clicking his pen.
I can understand hearing all that stuff because I hear it. I try to block that stuff out. No, I hear you when you eat your burrito.
I know.
Like when you eat your Zach has a burrito every morning.
It makes my jaw click a little bit. I hear it too because you've made me do this. Monica has turned me into one of these people. No. I was never like this, and she started talking about it. And now when my son eats, I hear every zit off the cheese zit.
Uh-huh.
I hear it all.
It varies for me. Like sometimes I'll hear it and it stand out to me and it bothers me. Other times I won't hear it. It just depends on what else is going on.
Oh, but wait till you start to hear yourself because I hear myself and I can't hear the
TV. That doesn't bother me.
I hear the burrito. I know. Yeah. Trust me, I know.
And I'm like, I can't hear the TV, but it's my own chewing.
Because I don't want to be the loud chewer that drives everyone else crazy. So then I'm very, I hear it. And then I hit my wife with her coffee slurping. Yep. I hear that one.
Yep.
She's the loudest
sounds.
Sipper. All of it.
Uh-huh.
I feel for this guy.
No.
The fake ones don't bother me. That doesn't freak me out because they're not real.
Uh-huh. But when you hear the food and you can hear the chomp, you hear the teeth just.
Yep.
And all of it.
Uh-huh. It's like a big person with a big bite.
Yep.
Oh, man. Monica, we're going to be in Chicago with radio people, which statistically are more candy-coated than the average human being.
Chicago's the home of food.
Oh, they all want to go eat deep dish pizza and just nom, 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 eat. I can't hang out with them. Go to lunch by myself. Bye. Bye.
Zach Jackson has just blown
don't leave.
Your
hang on.
Mind.
I have to just catch an Uber and just ride around and eat.
Where's that quiet Uber?
I don't know,
The no breathing
I'm
Uber.
Like, I'm just here. I don't know where I'm going. I just want to eat.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.